Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God. Let's stay rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God through Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Good evening, my loves. Thank you for joining me on another episode of God's Rooted Message. I pray everyone is feeling blessed and highly favored on this Faith in the Lord Friday. My faith is in His unconditional love and His guidance and His direction. My faith is in the essence of His voice. Hallelujah. In the overwhelming power that my Father is showing me, hallelujah. My faith is in what He called me to do and the purpose that He is allowing me to manifest here on earth as it is in heaven. My faith is in the thankfulness that I'm thankful that my Father allowed Jesus to shed His blood for me, to set me free, for me to be free to believe in what He called me to believe in. That's what my faith is in the will of God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, I just come to you saying thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God. I ask you to touch me and everybody that's under the sound of my voice from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, Lord God. Shed your blood over us. Heal and strengthen us, Lord God. Allow us to go deep inside of you, Father God. I long for more of you, Father God. I long for more of your understanding, Father God. Everyone that's here long for more of you, Father God. Let us all know you in a special way, Father God. Let us know you to where no one can ever pull us away from you, Father God. But we can always say that you're real. We can always say that we believe and trust you, Father God. Even in the days when we feel overwhelmed, Father God, and we just be like, I just want to rest and be tired and walk away from your will sometimes, Father God. Give us the strength, Father God. Still let us have that faith, Father God. The faith, the unshakable faith, the unbreakable faith where we will go and do what you called us to do, Father God. Because we know when we don't want to do it that your strength is made strong in our weakness, Father God. Hallelujah. So we embrace weakness. We embrace the tribulations because we know we gain patience and experience and hope, Father God. We hope in you. We hope in your will. We hope for everything that you destined for to hope for, Father God. We thank you for allowing the Spirit to intercede, for allowing our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to intercede for us according to your will, Father God, that they're not asked for nothing but your will, Father God. So we long for your will, Father God. Posture our hearts to always desire your will, Father God. Always desire what you have, Father God. Listen to us as we listen to your heart, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Listen to the longing that we have, the comprehension that we want, that we desire of who you are, Father God. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hallelujah. Today's title is called Acceptable. Hallelujah. God is really showing me a lot of different things with just the relationship that me and him have, and he's teaching me a lot of different things because I can't teach unless he teach me. Hallelujah. Because this is not my word. This is my Father's word. This is not my revelation. This is my Father's revelation. This is not my understanding, wisdom, or knowledge. This is all my Father's. And I'm just thankful that he releases it to me to release his children. He's not releasing it for me just to hold it in, but he's releasing it so I can release. Hallelujah. So I'm thankful for that my Father called me to be a vessel of release. And I'm thankful, and I'm submitted to him allowing me to be the vessel of release, releasing what he called me to on earth as it is in heaven. There's certain things that I'm called to release, hallelujah. So I desire to seek and lay at my Father's feet so I can understand, hallelujah, so I can know what to do, hallelujah. So Tuesday, we talked about fasting, hallelujah, and God then really giving me understanding of fasting, how with Jezebel, how she, Ahab, wanted Nabab's vineyard, and he wanted to offer him some money, but Nabab said, I can't give you my father's inheritance. My God said, I can't give you the inheritance of my family. Some people want your inheritance. He wanted to offer him money, hallelujah, and a different vineyard. Money and nice things cannot take away your inheritance. Don't allow someone to take the inheritance, the promised purpose that God have over your life for some money or some materialistic things is going to die. Hallelujah. Walk and hold on and be firm in the belief in what God have you to have faith in and believe and be strong in him, knowing that he would never leave you nor forsake you, knowing that you're going to get everything and do all things that he called you to do at the due time. God is teaching us patience. Patience is experience. A spirit is something known no one can take away from you. Patience is something no one can take away from you because you had to go through the things that you went through to gain that patience. That's why patience is so important. I'm grateful for patience. I'm thankful for the times that God is allowing stuff to develop in my life. So the experience that I have, can't nobody take it away from me. Them are part of the testimonies that God gave me to give glory to his name, showing me that my child, you're special. I'm giving you your own personal testimony to glorify my name, to help bring someone else out. Hallelujah. Help bring someone else out to look to me, not to just look to your testimony, your story of how I delivered you, but look to me to show them their testimony, to show them their story. Hallelujah. So we're finishing off on fasting. Hallelujah. Because one thing my father is calling me, Jezebel, she called them to fast a lot. Hallelujah. Her fast was called to lie. Hallelujah. I'm going to read Isaiah 58 before I go to where I'm going to. Isaiah 58, 6 through 9, and say, is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? Is it not to deal your bread with the hungry, and that you may bring the poor that are cast out to your house? When you see the naked, that you cover them, and that you hide not yourself from your own flesh, then shall your light break forth as the morning, and your health shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your reward. Then shall you call, and the Lord shall answer, and you shall cry, and he shall say, here I am. If you take away of the midst of you the yoke, the putting forth of the finger and the speaking vanity. And I want us to really pay attention. He said, you would call him and he would say, here I am. God wants us to say, here I am to him, so he can say, here I am to you. Hallelujah. I think I wrote about that on my page like last week. I haven't really been posting as much on my page because my father is teaching me how to not just to say stuff, just to say it. He's doing a lot of stuff with me behind the scenes. Hallelujah. And I'm thankful that he's given me the strength to embrace and learn. He said, put him forth of the finger. See, we need to learn how to not put forth of the finger or vanity. The things that the patience and the tribulations that you've grown, that you learn and you go through to gain the spirit, it make you not put forth the finger. It allow you to look at what God wants you to see. God wants us to get to the point where we see what he sees within us, not to do the blame game and say, like, anything that we have went through, any experience that we have, it's also, is you and another person that was in there. But yes, a person could have hurt you, but what was it that you have done? What is it that you didn't take out of it? Hallelujah. How were you involved in it? Hallelujah. Not saying like when I was raped. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The man took my body. He took my virginity. He took the essence of who I was, the woman, where I felt like it was nothing. But what did I do? I allowed him to take my mind. I allowed him to take my freedom. I allowed him to take my love. I allowed him to take my joy. I turned it to hatred. I turned it to abuse. I turned it to manipulation. I turned it to corruption. I turned it to wickedness. I allowed that one act to turn me into so many different things. I turned into bitterness. I turned into self-pity. Hallelujah. I turned into so many things because of that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it says, go to 4 and say, behold, you fast for strife and debate and to smite the fist of wickedness. Hallelujah. So that's what Jezebel had did. She was doing to bring wickedness about. Hallelujah. And I gave an example how in that same story, how Ahab, God had came to Ahab about what he, because when Jezebel let him know that Naboth was dead, he went to the vineyard and God came to him like, hold on, just like the blood licked up his, I'm going to have the dog lick up your blood where Naboth's blood was, because he knew what was going on. He knew his wife. He knew what she was capable of doing when he told that story. Just like you know when you tell certain people stuff, what are they capable of doing? Like me being abused and me always wanting people to be there for me, to be my protector and provide for me the love and the protection I felt I need. I always made sure I did that for people I love. And I had certain friends throughout my life, they would come and say certain stuff around me, like stuff that people did something to them or something, or someone was bringing harm, and they knew me, that I will protect them, and I'm going to do anything. I don't care who I hurt to protect, because I protected people like I wanted to be protected. But see, I didn't realize that I wasn't given the protection of God's love, because me harming someone was not really protecting them. That was showing them to lean on me and depend on me, and I was making myself an idol to people. But see, I didn't know that before I came to the Lord. Hallelujah. But by the relationship that I have with him now, he is showing me. Hallelujah. And by me allowing the Holy Spirit to bring back to remembrance to me, as he had me writing my story and breaking it down and really exposing me to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not asking God to expose no one else. I'm asking God to expose me to me. Hallelujah. And expose me so I can know how to teach others of how I'm not pointing my finger at other people. I'm breaking down what people have done to me, but I'm breaking down how it affected me. How did I react? What was of God and what was not of God? Hallelujah. What was the wickedness that was inside of me? What was the hatred that was inside of me? So I can release deliverance and wholeness to other people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because my testimony is wholeness and healing and deliverance in the Lord. And I'm walking it out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm thankful for everything that God called me to go through. Hallelujah. And what God is bringing me out of. Hallelujah. And one thing I have learned with fasting is that it was times that I tried to fast and I couldn't. Because I listened to what people were saying, like people call it fast. I'm like, okay, I wanna be spiritual, so I'm a fast. Not knowing that God wouldn't allow me to fast with certain situations, because some of them was like Jezebel. Some of them wasn't called for God. Some of them, because they had wickedness behind it, they just knew, people just knew it was a spiritual thing. Because I would say to God, like, God, if it's your will, he taught me how to do it. Let me do this. Let me be able to fast. Let me be able to go and not eat nothing. Hallelujah. And barely drink something. I want to give it all to you. I want to just release myself to you where you can just speak to me and God and direct me. And it was times that I used to eat and I used to beat myself up like, why I can't do this? And God gave me understanding, because I didn't call you to do that. Anything I called you to do, I'm going to give you the strength to do. And that's what we need to understand. It's some people to be like, I cannot fast, because you have been trying to fast because this was something that you know people have said. You have heard leaders say it. You have heard people say this and do that, and you couldn't do it because it is a timing. God wants you to fast when there's a purpose behind it, when he's not with you. One thing Jesus said, my disciples will fast and I'm not with them. Sometimes in certain situations, God is with you. That's why he's not allowing you to do it. That's why he's not allowing you to come into agreement with the wickedness, because you need to know the motives behind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes God is giving you discernment and you're not looking at the discernment because you're looking at the person. You're not looking at the motive. Like, it's been a time where I didn't have food and I'm like, okay, I'm a fast. I wasn't talking about my father's business just because I didn't have nothing to eat. I'm like, well, God didn't allow me to fast so I can be able to do it. I had a headache and all this other stuff because I wasn't sincere with it. It wasn't something God called me. I should have asked God to supply my needs and give me what I needed to make a way out of that, because I'm thinking, like, God said he would supply all my needs, so he's going to make sure I eat. But see, I put it in my heart out of a wickedness of it and said, you know what? I'm going to just fast. I didn't fast before. I didn't went without eating, barely drinking water, hallelujah, reading God's word and doing all this. But this wasn't something that my father called. See, we need to know that this is a spiritual thing, and we can't play with this. Hallelujah. And I want to read, and I'm going to be in Daniel today. This is Daniel 6. Hallelujah. And this is when Daniel was put into the lion's den. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And when Daniel was put into the lion's den, the presidents and the governors and the princes, all of them liked Daniel because it was nothing they could find against him. They knew he was a man of God. So they came to the king and said, make a decree where no one can go to no other god but you for a whole 30 days. They can't go to another king. They can't go to no one. And they knew Daniel would pray and Daniel would have his supplications to God. Hallelujah. Thank you. One thing you need to know, that God will always make a way for you to pray. God will always make a way. No matter where you at, you can be able to praise and worship him. I thank my father for allowing me to, wherever I go, I can always be who I am. I can always acknowledge my father and give glory and honor to him. Hallelujah. I hear people say all the time, it's a time and a place. Jesus was God's son everywhere he went. Hallelujah. He didn't die that down. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. People say it's a marketplace and this, and you need to know what See, that's the thing. Like, sometimes we dying ourselves down too much to be at the world standard, for we're and the world needs to be at our standard. Hallelujah. We supposed to be drawing people out of the world. If you just truly be yourself and be who you are, hallelujah, the world will not try to stop you, because God's shield of protection is around you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And God will always give you favor where you need to go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And sometimes people need to see the power of God in you, the power of God coming from out of you, the trust that you have in God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to start at Daniel 6 and verse number 13. And then answered they and said before the king, this they had came to the king and told him that Daniel was, they were about to tell him that Daniel was still praying to the Lord. Then answered and said before the king, that Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regard not you, O king, nor the decree that you have signed, but made his petition three times a day. He said, you ain't, he ain't regarding the decree or nothing, but he made his petition three times a day. He said he went to the Lord because he knew who his creator was. He knew who the one that called him out into purpose. See, we always have to seek God. We always have to allow and go to him, the acceptable. God got three aspects of his will: the good, acceptable, and perfect will. You know, Jesus is labeled as acceptable because Jesus was what was acceptable for us to come back to God and have a personal relationship. We didn't need man to come to go through man to get to him, because before, if anyone sinned, the priest had to go offer up an offering, a sacrifice. Jesus was the ultimate sacrifice. Now we can have a personal relationship. See, before you didn't have to have a relationship. Now you can have a relationship with God. Now you can come to him. You can offer your petitions and get to know him. Just imagine, Daniel was doing this before, but just imagine how it is for us now, that it's open and it's willing for us to have a relationship with God. We don't have to just pray three times a day. We can pray as many times as we want to. It say pray without ceasing. We are called to always be praying, be in a posture of prayer, always have your heart open to pray and ask God. See, what Daniel was doing, a petition, when you have a petition, you are signing something, you are speaking something that you want to come to pass. A petition, like if someone have a petition, they want to change something, they want to bring about something, and they need signatures with it. When you have a petition, say you want a petition to change a law or something, people go around and have certain signatures, tell people what the petition is about, and then go get signatures. If they get so many signatures, then they can put it in the process of it becoming a law, but it's a process. See, when you got a petition and you go to God, you have a petition to him, and then you want his signature. You want the signature of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. You want the signature of his will, his good, acceptable, and perfect will. You want the signature of his strength being made strong in your weakness. Hallelujah. You want the signature of you casting your cares on him because he cares for you. You want the signature of him always supplying all your needs. You want the signature because you seek thee first the kingdom of God and he shall supply all things unto you. Hallelujah. You want the signature of him giving you the power to create the wealth, the things that he called you to do. You want the signature of him giving you the strategic things that know what you are called to create, the creation that you're called to bring it to manifestation on earth. Hallelujah. You want them signatures because you send up a petition to your Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored to going down of the sun to deliver him. It say it displeased himself and set his heart. See, he set his heart that he wanted to deliver Daniel. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. One thing we need to understand is when you go to Esther, if you read Esther, when she found out what Naaman had did because he wanted to kill Mordecai because he wouldn't bow down to him, hallelujah, because he only bowed down to God, hallelujah. He wasn't bowing down to no man, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he had told Esther, like, you never know if this, you put in this kingdom for such a time as this. And when they fasted, they didn't eat nothing or they didn't drink nothing. They did it for 3 days, and she went before the king. And the thing about God, God has set up, he said, you don't know if you was put in here just for a time as this, hallelujah, because God knew that his son wasn't going to bow down. Just like God said to Satan, Job shall not, he's the greatest of all. He's not going to curse me. He's not going to curse me. He's going to love me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He might have a lot of questions, but he ain't going to curse me. He going to still believe. And it's the same thing God knew with Mordecai, that he was going to not bow down to Naaman. He knew the Naaman had pride, and the Naaman was going to try to put a decree out to kill all the Jews, kill all of God's children, because someone wouldn't bow down to him, because he got in a position that he couldn't handle. Hallelujah. He thought his title and who he was could kill off what God called to be. And God put Esther in a position at the time that she was in a position. Hallelujah. And she put her uncle in a position where he was, where he sat at the gate, where he was able to hear the men plot on killing the king. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he put it to where she asked to come and eat and make a feast for them. And God put it in her heart, obviously, when she was fasting, giving her direction. Because one thing we need to understand, when you're doing a fast and you're doing a thing unto the Lord that you were called to do, God is going to give you all the direction. Hallelujah. One thing we need to understand, that God gives us direction, because he says, seek me daily. He say, don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow have its own problem. So God will give you the directions every day of what you're called to do. And so many people that's doing work, and they so frustrated because they feel like they're not doing enough. If this is what God released for you to do today, this is what you're called to do. If you stop looking at man so much and compare you, because don't covet another's man thing. Let me tell you something. I'm so thankful that God has took me out of that looking at people, because it's enough that I got to go through to do the will that God called me to do. It's enough that I got to go through for the purpose. I don't want to take nobody else's tribulation. I don't want nobody else's persecution. I don't want nobody else's problems. All I want is the purpose that God has for me. I only want the tribulation I'm called, that I got the strength and the grace of God and the mercy of God on and the favor of God on to do and live out here and be. Hallelujah. I only want to gain the wisdom and knowledge and understanding of what God do set forth for me to gain. I want to double the gifts that he called me to double. I want to do the things he called me to do. I want to seal things on earth as it is in heaven. I want to just do what he called me to do. I only want the name that God created me to have. I only want to go into the fast that God called me to go into the fast. I only want to say the prayers that God called me to say, because if the Holy Spirit is interceding, it's interceding according to God's will. See, I don't want to pray against God's will. I want to pray in agreement with God's will. So I want to say the words. I want to be yielded to the Holy Spirit, where I'm releasing what the Holy Spirit called me to release through the relationship that I had. But I learned this through mistakes, through me looking so much at men and looking at things. Well, I didn't understand, but once I really started getting into the word and reading the word and just seeing and questioning God about the word and asking God a question, because when you study, you ask the teacher. I'm asking God, like, okay, God, some of them I would say out loud in prayer, some of them I would say in my heart and my mind. God knows everything, so he's giving me answers, and I'm looking at it like, okay, so this is how they did it right here. They was looking at it like this, and they was going through the same thing. What was the difference with their fast and this fast, and how Jesus said a fast, and God just broke it down, because this was according to my will. See, I call certain children in certain sections to do certain things. Hallelujah. God knows what he called you to come into agreement with. And it's time for us to come into agreement with what God called us come into agreement with. It's some things that God called you come into agreement with, it ain't big. Because it ain't big, you want to be with the big stuff, that you don't want to take hold of what the little things that God wants you to do. Be thankful that God even aligning you with something. Okay, so we see that it displeased them, and he put it in his heart to deliver Daniel. Hallelujah. These men dissembled to the king and said to the king, no, O king, that the law of Massa in Persia is that decree nor statute which the king established may be changed. So what he established couldn't be changed. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of the lion. Now the king spoke and said to Daniel, your God whom you serve continually, he will deliver you. One thing we need to understand, that he, God who we serve continually, will deliver us. Hallelujah. See, the king knew that Daniel served God continually. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. People know who serve God continually. It ain't just what you see. They see the light of God. They see the favor of God. Just like certain people will come up to you, they can discern that God is inside of you. And the enemy know that the evilness and wickedness inside of them will try to pull up something that the enemy know God have already delivered. It say the enemy roll around like a roaring lion. He trying to see who he can devour. And he come and see your house is swept, and then he come back with more spirit. When he see your house is swept and you're not doing too much, he will come back through someone else with more spirits that come more harder than what you were, and it'll be more wicked, and you won't be able to handle it because you're not submitted to God. But you got to be submitted to God and allow God to guide and direct you. Continually serve him at all times through the actions and through the things that God called you to do. All the things that Daniel was called to release, all the revelation and understanding, because he was submitted to God. He knew who gave him the wisdom. He knew who gave him the knowledge. He knew who he was with at all times. Hallelujah. And do people heard this, do he serve? No matter what these kings did in the kingdom, Daniel never came into agreement with what they were, even though he was there with them. Hallelujah. Just because you're around some things, that don't mean you have to come into agreement. You still serve God the way God called you to serve in their presence. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, you're not supposed to come into agreement. It's some people that's coming into agreement because they feel like, okay, God put me here. I have to be it. God says, submit to your master. He didn't say, do the same thing that they do. You have to serve God. God is who you serve. He will always put it into where you don't have to do what they do. And I will teach on that another time because it's going off a topic. And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet, and then the signet of the lords, that the purpose might be changed, that the purpose may not be changed concerning Daniel. So he sealed it with his signet and the signet of the Lord. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instructions, instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. It say the king fasted all night. It say he went to and he passed the night fasting. Neither he didn't listen to music, instruments of music, and his sleep fell before him. One thing God revealed to me, it say in Psalms 21, I look up to the hill from which comes my help. It say our Lord never slumbers nor sleeps. So that means our spirit is always alive inside of us. Our spirit is always woke. Our spirit is all. It say his sleep went from him. Hallelujah. He could not sleep, so he was awoke in the Lord. He was in the spirit realm with the Lord. He didn't sleep. See, our natural bodies sleep. Hallelujah. But when God have us up, it's been times that God has had me up where I couldn't sleep. I wanted to sleep, but my spirit was so much up, and my spirit was so much in the realm of what God wanted me to be in, and God was saying some stuff that he had me up. He had my spirit up to where my body stayed up, where I couldn't sleep. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I didn't have to listen to no music. I didn't have to hear nothing else, but I was just in the realm of what God wanted me to be at, and I had to be there for God to do the work. See, it wasn't nothing that I had to say too much, but God was speaking to me. Hallelujah. So he said his sleep went from him because it was in his heart. One thing you need to know, when your heart is in there where God wants you to do what he wants you to do, he will allow you to go, and he will allow the sleep to go from you. Hallelujah. But your spirit is woke. Hallelujah. That's why Jesus said to his disciples, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Hallelujah. So right here, God had it to where the spirit was willing, and this man's flesh wasn't weak because his sleep went from him. His flesh, he was all the way in the spirit where God wanted him to be because his heart was there, and God allowed him to go there because his flesh wasn't weak right here, because his wet flesh didn't sleep. When Jesus was telling his disciples to pray, and he said, you can't pray for me for an hour, they fell asleep because their flesh was weak. But his sleep went from him. He fasted, and he stayed because this was something that God called him to do. This was something with alignment with God's will, because God had showed him that God was with him, that Daniel served God continually. Hallelujah. And then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste to the den of the lion. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice up to Daniel, king. And the king spoke and said, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is your God whom you serve continually able to deliver you from the lions? Then said Daniel to the king, O King, live forever. My God has sent his angels and has shut the lion's mouth. They have not hurt me for as much as before him innocency was found also before you. O King, have I done no hurt? Then was the king exceedingly gassed for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him because he believed in his God. All this was because Daniel believed in his God. And through Daniel believing his God and serving him continued, not letting nothing stop him, this man was able to go to another level in the fast and see another level of God because he set it in his heart. See, God will show you through you being obedient, setting other people's heart to go to another level in him. That's why your testimony is important. Every day is a testimony of you giving glory and honor to God. I thank you for joining me tonight. I pray you received us what the Spirit of the Lord was saying to the church. I pray you join me Tuesday as I release what the Spirit calls me to release. And if God continues to give me more stuff, I will do a video on my page. Follow me on God's Rooted Message on my personal praise, Crystal Hub. Love Anderson, hallelujah, and you can continue to see what God is releasing through me, and be obedient to God, and continue to serve God the way God called you to serve God, and don't let nothing or no one take you away from serving the true and living God, and believing and doing all things that he called you to do, hallelujah. Enjoy the rest of the weekend, and be who God called you to be, and love everything God called you to love. I love you, God loves you more. Love harder, pray harder. Hug love, my love.